Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. Yes, you do. And welcome all you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the whole of who we are. If you'd like to see our ministry media outsource, go ahead and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Or, friends, if you'd like to go to Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1, do check it out. Phone lines will be accessible. They will be accessible, I'm sorry, for the next 2 hours, not just 1 hour. If you'd like to call in at any time, state of the topic, please, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. As well, friends, I want you to understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So we wanted to let you know that. Got lots to talk about. We're going to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to bring you to a high school in Texas. There's a big uproar going on over a teacher that was exposing Islam to the schools. I want to show you, for those that do not know, and this is the first time you've listened to the Sons of Liberty, I've done over 300, and I believe we're at the point of 360 high schools in 24 different states across the country, as well as colleges, because we want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem, because we see that the younger generation, that they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. So what we want to do is we want to light a candle and lead the way, and that's exactly what we're doing. And by the way, just so you know, just for the record, we didn't apply for the job. So we're going to talk about that first hour, and then just how poor is America? We're going to talk about that second hour. I think you're going to be surprised. Before we start rolling on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to give a shout out to Alabama, WGEA 1150 AM, Geneva, WBCF 71.1 FM, 1240 AM, Florence, Alabama, KKBJ 1360 AM, Bemidji, Minnesota, Florida, going over to Florida now, WEBY 1330 AM, going to Utah, KZNU 1450 AM, that's St. George, Utah, and then going to Chicago, Illinois, WRMN 1410 AM. We appreciate your trust. We just want to tell you thank you very much. And we want to honor you with our faith. And we're bringing to you what we know as a fact. We're not bringing opinion. We're not bringing debate to you. We're bringing biblical and constitutional facts to who we are and where it is that we came from. Because if we don't know where we came from, friends, it's just this simple. We don't know where we're going. And what we've done is we've sat back and we've allowed the conservatives of the day that don't make reference to the Bible or law, or constitutional law, or its enumerated laws within our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, because they failed to remember what George Washington taught students in this country all the way up until 1962, that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. If you don't know your foundations, friends, where are you going to go? exactly where you're at today, in the ditch. Wasn't it Jesus Christ that rightly said, when the blind lead the blind, they're going to all end up in the ditch? And that's exactly where we're at right now. And why is that? Because people in this country have failed to do their own homework. They've left it up to their pastors, for the most part, friends. They've been apostate for the last 40 years in this country. And now we're leaving it up to conservatives. And in many cases, the conservatives are the problem. They are the ones that painted the American people into a corner, the corner that they're in now. And I just want to let you know that your backs are up against the wall. You can't go backwards any further than you are right now, friends. And by the way, I also want to make sure that people understand I'm not blaming the pastors and I'm not blaming the conservatives. I'm blaming the people that have failed to do their own homework in the process of losing their country. We have access to the same documentations that the pastor does, namely the Bible, and the conservatives, namely the Constitution and its enumerated laws. So again, in saying all that, friends, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll come back over to Don't Put Your Hope in Conservatives in just a moment here, and then we'll get to the other two topics, as I mentioned aforesaid. Folks, when we go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, what we have going on is a whole lot of weird stuff. There's just no question about it. The DEA, listen carefully. This is how backwards America has become in this country. We have the Drug Enforcement Agency chief. She takes a beating from a congressman who fails to enforce the law. See, people are entertained with the fight, the little charades, WWF at its very worst, where the congressman beats up the Drug Enforcement Agent chief. And everybody sits back and they rest content because, well, at least she got coming what she got coming. No, she swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And in saying that, friends, the DEA chief takes a beating from a congressman who fails to indict her for violation of law, Republican law in our country, for saying she can't fire agents, now listen carefully, who hired prostitutes from drug cartels. Okay? The Drug Enforcement Agency chief takes a beating from congressmen for saying she can't fire agents who hired prostitutes from drug cartels. Hey, folks, judgment and justice is the guardian of liberty. And see, as long as the people don't know the difference between their left hand and the right hand when it comes to law, constitutional law, how are you going to bring about judgment? Okay, let me bring it forth for you, okay? The DEA, the chief, she took an oath to swear to uphold the Constitution. She has failed to do that. Okay? The congressman has done the same thing, as has the military. Every one of those that have fought, bled, and died that are 6 feet under the ground today to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic. Okay? Both of these two are playing games. They're putting on a little game for the American people as if to say the congressman did his job by backhanding her and telling her, oh, you know, this is just ridiculous. You know, you should have done more than this. You know, you have to deal with those agents. No, there's no justice. And because there's no justice, guess what, friends? You're losing your liberties on a daily basis. But how backwards can it become when you have a drug enforcement agent, namely the chief, okay, saying that she can't fire the agents that work for her who hired prostitutes from drug cartels? Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but isn't it their job to enforce the laws against the drug cartels? But they're hiring prostitutes from the drug cartels? You know, it's to the point in America now, friends, which one's the bad guy? Can America tell the difference anymore? It's really become that debased in this country. We have some good news, though. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have a Texas mayor who blasts Islamists over Sharia law controversy. And she said, I will not be deterred. Here we have another woman doing the job that the men should be doing. But we know that the men are entertained. They're watching a bunch of grown men fight over a pig ball with tights on, right? Well, the women are actually standing up and doing the stuff across the country. Wow. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Doctors don't lie, guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Stick to topic and we will pull you up on the air. Again, friends, you have 53 countries listening right now along the United States, the borders within and without. You have 40 affiliates in the United States of America. We just, again, appreciate our listenership. If you'd like to be a part of the show at any time, you can do that again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, did you hear what I just said right before the break? We have a mayor. We have a mayor that's actually doing her job in the state of Texas. And I'm telling you what, you look at her face and it's like she's determined. She ain't moving. She's saying, by the grace of God, I ain't moving. No way. Not an inch. Texas mayor blasts Islamist for Sharia law controversy. She said, I will not be moved. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also have Debbie Wasserman Schultz demonstrates just how murderous the DNC really is. Folks, I seen her at the RNC a couple years back, and there's a new level of evil with this woman. Go ahead and check her out as well. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, you know that Islam is a dying ideology when Muslims do this. You're going to have to look at some of the pictures and do your homework, friends. We also have a friend. We just talked to him yesterday. As a matter of fact, he's being, he's literally being attacked by the homosexual, homofascists right now, across the boards. You know how if you don't agree with the homosexuals, then they attack you and the state-controlled media is right there to help them out. Well, the state-controlled media is helping them out because there's a government interest, said Chai Feldblum, who was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, who's appointed over 225 radical homosexuals to governmental positions in your country, and also transvestites. So you need to understand, new listeners, that they don't have the support, so they have to use the state-controlled media to actually convince you that they do have the support when, in fact, they don't. One of the Saul Alinsky tactics, my new friends, is just this. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them. Folks, they don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. Even proving the point, I've shared several times on this radio program how Barack Hussein Obama, his Twitter account, 70% of it's contrived. Most people in this country believe that he has the black vote when in fact he doesn't, the Hispanic vote when in fact he doesn't. even at his presidential re-inauguration, during his prayer, during that ceremony, he couldn't even sell out the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. Friends, I could call D.C. right now, and the hotel rooms are probably sold out. He does not have the support that you believe that he has. And I'm saying this for the very purpose that American Christian Mechanic has had it with haters of Christianity. Sodomy and immoral behavior won't be allowed in my shop. And I also want people to understand that when you're dealing with the radical homosexuals, you do need to understand that they're only there to upend your constitution to give way to foreign power, namely Sharia law. That's why you see this president, you know, the first gay president, appointing homosexuals. And what's right behind the homosexuals that are being used as a political battering ram? Well, he's entertaining America's foreign enemies within the People's White House, who are trying to implement something called Sharia law. Oh, just hang on a second. It gets better, friends. Rest assured. What's going on in the public schools? I'm going to be there in just a moment. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, pistols, property, rights, and pruning, friends. I also want to let you know, namely to the new listeners, your rights come from God. They come not from the generosity of the state. Okay? So therefore, if God gave you the rights, no one can take them away. You have to forfeit your rights. Your rights do not come from the state. God appointed government through Exodus 18:20. Okay, that's why when you go to public buildings across the United States of America, that's why you see Moses and the Ten Commandments everywhere. As a matter of fact, right in the Supreme Court chambers, you'll see Moses right up on the back wall. They start with prayer. They adjourn with prayer. Right above their heads, they have none other than Moses with the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God, in his hand. And right under it, it says justice, the guardian of liberty. That's why those that serve we the people drive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Read the Declaration of Independence and notice they're always putting their hands on that Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, again, friends, I want you to understand that your rights come from God. They come not from the state. If you want to say that your rights have been taken away, you're not only deceiving yourselves, but you're deceiving everybody that's listening to you, because your rights cannot be taken away. I like to hear when people shoot out there, well, you know, Bradley, once you know your rights are gone, there's nothing you can do to get them back. Well, really, then how did we get them in the first place? You need to think before you say stupid things. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. American woman picks up flag from desecration at Georgia University. She gets arrested. She's an Air Force veteran. She's seen a bunch of kids desecrating the flag, and she went and picked it up and said, no, you're not going to desecrate this. The police, they actually incarcerate her. They arrested her. Folks, my goodness, are they upholding the Constitution that this veteran did? My goodness, friends, how foolish can a people become? I mean, talking about shameless. Having the mind of Christ, Sons of LibertyMedia.com, we have a racist judge, Olu Stevens, lets black armed robber go free, and he slams the white victim for racism. I want everybody to understand this whole race issue. This is water under the bridge. It doesn't belong to this generation, doesn't belong to the last generation, the generation before that, and the generation before that. Okay? This is water under the bridge. And if you want to go back to one of my heroes, MLK Jr., he was right when he was making reference to the Declaration of Independence, because he was invoking law. He was inciting and reciting law. And he's the one that said black power is just as dangerous as white power. Where's all this coming from? I can tell you exactly where it's coming from. It's coming from the criminal in the White House and his administration that are playing the race card to divide and conquer. That's it. My black brothers, my black sisters, my white brothers, my white sisters, yellow, purple, pink, I don't care. My Bible tells me that we all bleed the same color and all nations are one blood. That's good enough for me. We're in this together, okay? And we're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of their character. And that's exactly what we need to get back to again. Racist Judge Olu Stevens lets black armed robber go free, slams white victims for racism. Friends, you know, we hear this all the time. God bless America. Friends, God has blessed America. Now it's time for you to bless America. We also have on Sons of LibertyMedia.com, abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia, the slippery slope of moral desensitizing of the next generation. All aboard Hillary Clinton's political train wreck. Again, friends, just showing you Saul Alinsky tactics, because when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, he has the Clintons' administration around him tried and true in their crimes. Also keep in mind that Hillary Clinton was just recently busted because they found out that her Twitter account was 54% contrived. They don't have the support of the people. This is the conservatives playing the game, friends, getting caught up. Someone threw them a bone, and they're going to sit there and debate away the bone until you lose your rights, and then you have some tyrannical individual in office once again. We don't need that. And again, for the new listeners, if you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, do your homework, because, folks, the Clinton administration, the Clinton regime was just as dangerous as the Bush regime, and it's just as dangerous as Barack Hussein Obama. They're all doing the same thing. They're all calling for a new world order. And if you don't believe me, just go online and watch it come out of their mouth for yourself, because they are calling just for that. Muslims toss Christians in the sea as they escape violence in Libya. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also found out, again, Obama admits communists mentored him and taught him about white racism. Folks, I mean, it shows you how shallow these people really are. We also found out that the ICE director to Congress, she said, I'm looking at its picture right now. I can't make out, is it a man or is it a woman? And I'm not being facetious at all. But the ICE director to Congress said, we follow Obama's policies, not laws. Now, for anybody that knows anything in this country, if you're complaining about man's 10,000 commandments, it's as simple as this. Get back to God's 10 commandments, friends. And he can erase all of man's stupidities. And you need to understand that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And we have a video right here. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes and 21 seconds. And then we have another video for 47 seconds where you can see the criminal in chief himself talk about those that don't follow his policy. His policy, there's going to be consequence. Wait a second. When the American people hold this man and his administration to what the Constitution says, he's not going to be talking about policy. And for those that think that I'm just way out there, you might want to go back to a senator by the name of John Glenn who said that if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. He just indicted himself, friends. I'm just trying to cut to the chase with all the new listeners. We're ruled by law in this country, not policy. Okay? And I also want you to understand that if anything contradicts God's moral law, said William Blackstone, one of the three that helped along the foundation of our country through common law, God's moral law, that's why you see Moses everywhere, God on your money, God bless America, when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, that's why you see on the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:15. That's why when you go into veteran memorials, you see Christian crosses over their heads. We're a Christian nation, friends. And anything that stands in contrary to God's moral law is null and void. It doesn't apply because liberty is the right to do what the law permits, right? Common sense, right? And if you don't think that that's the truth, try it going down the highway. Break the law and see what happens when the cop pulls you over. I'll just tell him I have the liberty to do what I want to do. He's going to laugh at you and he's going to throw you in jail, isn't he? Because you violated law. We need to get back to law, friends, and erase all of this crime and corruption that we see in politicians today. But keep in mind, friends, they're a reflection of what we allow them to be and do. We're going to go over to the school in Texas right after this break.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with a Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha. 8442-GUNS80. That's GUNS80.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10, $30, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. What's happening in the public schools right now? You ready for this, friends? It should come as no surprise because we find that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right? And we also know, for those that are responsible and taking responsibility for what's going on in their country, that they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Now, for 7 years almost, we've watched this administration on a daily basis transgress the Constitution of the United States of America. In other words, friends, you need to keep in mind, he doesn't have the right to break the law. But as long as the people allow him to break the law, and for some reason you think that he can just go ahead and rule the roost arbitrarily, well, that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get a foreign implementation of government sooner or later if you keep sitting down on this criminal administration. It's that simple. Let's go over to the schools really quick. Huge support from parents for Texas teacher forced to resign after giving students truth about Islam, jihad, and Sharia. But I got to go back. I got to go back just a little bit. In 1968, they came up with something called International Baccalaureate. It's a global educational scheme. Okay, and what they want to do is they want to teach this globally. And what we find in that educational scheme is nothing but earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, communism, friends. They shoot for the floor, not the stars. They're equalizing the playing field. They don't want anybody to be better than anybody else. Redistribution of American wealth to other nations. You're being bled, friends, to pull third world nations out of debt. Just saying, okay? Contraception and reproductive health, illegal abortions. You have a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb, and you trust that government, friends? God didn't give them the right to violate law. As a matter of fact, when you go back, Christians, Scripture tells us God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And just think, 78% of America loves God so much that they don't obey Him. Isn't that interesting? What else are they teaching through International Baccalaureate? Debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda. Gays don't have rights, friends, because God didn't give them. All the way up until 1961, it was illegal in every state. Go ahead and check out your state statute, and you'll find out that they're called crimes against nature, which is derived verbatim, word for word, line upon line, precept upon precept from Romans 1, 24 through 26. You'll find that all the way up until 1961, in 62, students were taught that if you were to encounter a homosexual, a sodomite, or a lesbian, you were to turn them into the authorities. If you were caught in the act of homosexuality on Rhode Island, you would go up to prison for 21 years. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. Now what are they telling you? Either accept it or else you're a bigot. It's homophobia. It's hate. It's this, that, and the other thing. Let me tell you something, friends. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. And by the way, God didn't call homosexuality sin. He called it an abomination. And when you pull the curtain back, you'll understand. And you don't have to pull it back too far to understand exactly what he meant. But this is what they're trying to normalize globally. Okay? Elimination of the right to bear arms. Shall not be infringed means it shall not be violated. That's you, America. 315 million people in this country armed to the teeth. Oh, I can get off on another rabbit trail here for you. But we'll just jump that to another show, or skip that and talk about that on another day. Setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Oh, and by the way, that global scheme that I was talking about, nobody's called for a new world order more than Daddy Bush did from the presidential pulpit in the face of the American people. Over 212 times he called for a new world order. And if you go to Barack Hussein Obama, when he was a senator, remember when he was on his 57-state tour, friends, he said, just for those that didn't know the difference, there's only 50 states, but there is 57 states in the Muslim nation. Just thought I'd share that with you. But when he's over in Europe, before he became the president of the United States, after 142 days of being a senator, isn't it? That's just unprecedented. That's incredible. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? Why does he got so many Social Security numbers? What about his birth certificate? What's up with it? Oh, he's one of those birthers. No. We're one of those truthers. We want to know the facts. Man, people think this guy's name is Barack Hussein Obama. No, it's not. It's Barry Satoru, I think. Does anybody really know? But the point is, he was over in Europe before he became the president of the United States, calling for a new world order. Now, when you go back to Time magazine, just so you know that this thing wasn't done in the dark, talking about the educational scheme, and now we're taking it over to Texas, and we're seeing that the radical Islamists are attempting to infiltrate public schools by teaching your kids. I'll tell you this in just a moment. It's shocking, friends. It really is. To become a Muslim. And what else they teach your kids is criminal. Just hang on a second. GLOBE, International Baccalaureate. GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment. Mikhail Gorbachev, the Prime Minister, the President of the Communist Nation of Russia, with a picture of him and George Bush Sr. building a new world, smiling at each other, shaking hands back in the 80s. Did you know that Mikhail Gorbachev is the one heading up this whole educational implementation? Really? What's going on? Well, it started with International Baccalaureate and the American people. Not only have they rolled over on the issue of education, they're actually dropping their kids off at the school gate. Do you know who 86% of those people that are dropping their kids off at the school gate? They're professed Christians and professed patriots and professed conservatives. Complaining about what the government is illegally doing through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. In other words, friends, the federal government doesn't have any business whatsoever teaching your kids anything. Zero, zilch, nada. William Hansen said that under Ronald Reagan's administration, he said the longer that kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get. And we find now that over 900,000 students in America every year that graduate cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. And it's the parents dropping them off at the public school. Wow! Why are we having problems in Texas? Why are we having a problem about those that want to implement their version of government into the United States of America? Why are they wanting to teach our kids anything? Well, let me get over to that. The propaganda that I'm about to talk about passes for education in today's public schools, but I want to tell you something, friends, it's criminal. It's anti-American. What's going on in Texas right now is outrage from CAIR, C-A-I-R, the Council on American Islamic Relations, because there was a teacher that was bold enough to do his job in Texas and told the students what Islam and jihad and Sharia was really about. He's got every right in the world to do that all day long. But for some reason, he was forced to quit his job because he didn't teach them or proselytize them for Islam. Quisling school officials said that the teacher went outside the curriculum. He went outside of his talking points, friends. See, it's like those reporters in the White House that ask the president the same things every day, day in and day out. And if they go outside of the talking points, you never see them again. Isn't that crazy? Going back to this, Quisling school officials said that the teacher went outside of the curriculum. How many teachers go outside the curriculum? Fire them all. The UAE designated terror group, CAIR, an organization whose leadership has been convicted of jihad terror crimes, demanded the teacher's, well, head, and guess what, friends? They got it. This is what the teacher was teaching the students. By the way, the teacher's handout was spot on. Now, according to a Pew poll, 75% of Muslims worldwide want Sharia for family issues, including divorce and property disputes. Okay? Doesn't matter. This is America. And if your God was God, then go back to where you came from. 75% of all want amputation and death for apostates in places like South Asia. 94% of Muslims in Afghanistan want Sharia law. 70% of Egyptians and 76% of Palestinians want stonings and hand choppings, etc. And 40% of Muslims in the UK want Sharia, and 25% of Muslims in the USA think suicide bombing is okay. Now are you beginning to understand why governments in countries all across the globe are beginning to send the Muslims into exile? They don't want them in their countries anymore. But, oh, here's America. Oh, come on in, man. No, come in legally, just like everybody else. I know in America we're all dogs. We're all mutts. Okay? We have different bloodlines. We're from all over the world. And this is America, but we all follow the same rule of law, that Mosaic Institution. And if you don't like it, like I said, go back to where you came from. And by the way, 43% of Muslims support death penalty for those who leave Islam. Wow! Hey, listen, folks. I'm a preacher, and I am a child of the Most High. He is the author of my faith, and if he is the author of my faith, he's also going to be the finisher of my faith. See, the God that they serve, friends, is so tangible and so powerful that they actually enforce those that don't want to serve their created God, that if you leave him, we will take you out. My God doesn't do that. Let me say it this way. I will get to heaven because of the mercy and grace of God. But if I go to hell, I make the choice to be there. I made the choice to go there, Deuteronomy 30:19. I don't need someone with a club over the top of my head telling me I better do this or else we're going to take you out. That's oppressive totalitarian methods, friends. That's not God. That's political. And that's a totalitarian government to the max. And they're being used as minions, and they're being duped by designing in dangerous, ill-willed men. I'm going to come back after this break, and I'm going to play a piece. because I want you to understand the support from parents for the teacher was second to none, and to oust Islam, Jihad, and Sharia was second to none as well.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to tell you, thank you very much for making us the number one Genesis Communication Network radio show over the last 3 years. We do sincerely appreciate it, and I know why it is. It's not because of eloquence. It's not because of, well, you're smarter than I am. No, it's not that. It's just we're willing to tell you exactly who we are and where we came from. And speaking of that, I want to go over to one of the presidents. His name was President Harry Truman, and this was common knowledge, by the way. Matter of fact, up in public schools in the United States of America, all the way up until 1946, you used to have to graduate Bible courses before you could graduate high school. Now you're being told, well, lines between church and state, different show. That's baloney, friends, just so you know. It's found in Article 2 of the USSR. Okay, lines between church and state is communism. When you heard it from the ACLU, Roger Baldwin was a communist. He's the founder. He said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Okay, it's not applicable here. It makes them outlaws. That means they're criminal. And see, these people always attack people that don't know the law. That's why they always attack those people. And then the state-controlled media comes in and says, hey, look at this guy's doing. Look what he's doing. He's teaching this, that, and the other thing. Wait a second. Who's bringing that information to you? Those that are perpetuating the lies. Because everything they do is based off a lie. But when you know the law, that exposes the lie. Romans 3:20. Check it out when you get some time. Listen to what Harry Truman said, just for the record, before I play this piece for you. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew and from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think that we emphasize that enough these days, said President Harry Truman. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. Friends, understand what I'm telling you. John F. Kennedy said this back in the 60s. Think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from the hand of God. Therefore, if the state didn't give them to me and they act outside of what God did give me, then guess what? That means they are outlaws. They're out of their scope of authority. They have no jurisdiction over you when they violate the law. And see, the American people have been led to believe that they can do whatever they want without consequence. Well, look what that's doing. Look what that's bringing about. Look at the fruit of that. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. Confusion. And what about this, that, and the other thing? No, they mean to confuse you. Why? Because they knew exactly what Abraham Lincoln meant when he said, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And that's exactly what you're being inundated with. But it's a lie after lie after lie. And the state-controlled media, what's owned by six corporations worldwide, are those that are being used to inundate you with the lies that they want to give you. Okay, and here's another one being exposed right now in Texas. Huge support from parents for Texas teacher forced to resign after giving students truth about Islam, jihad, and Sharia. I just told you what they believe. And here's one more point I want to make, and then I'm going to play this piece for you really quick. Now, what's interesting is studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. As a result, our youth, our kids, are being subjected to the following teachings and practices. Learning to become a Muslim in America, friends. And by the way, here's the good news. It's just the beginning. You kneel to deal with the crime concerning your representatives. And if you read the Constitution of the United States, the least infraction against the Constitution, they can be impeached and indicted, charged for their crimes. This is treason, friends. Learning to become a Muslim in a public school, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran, in other words, kill the infidels, those that don't believe, adopting a Muslim name, staging a jihad, war against non-Muslims in America? Guess who's helping these people along, friends? The ACLU. The communists. The American Muslim Council. Americans United for Separation of Church and State. The Clinton administration. Together to create an environment that opened the doors to Muslim teachings. What administration does Barack Hussein Obama have around him now? Tried and true in their crimes. The Clintons. Now look at, they're trying to hand it back over to Hillary. Wow. Hey, folks, did you know a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States? In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, they are fostering an environment of hate against you, America, loathing against you, America, resentment towards you, America, against Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. See, when I do public high schools, this is why the state-controlled media zeroed in on me. And I thank God for them, I'll tell you what. Because they gave me a national platform, and I really appreciate that. Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I draw all men nigh unto me. And that's exactly what he does. Touch not mine anointed. It's not safe to touch God's kids. Just ask David. I'm going to play this piece really quick for you. I want you to understand the representative for this terror organization, it's called CARE, friends. She's an American who committed treason. She turned coat on the American people, and she's now a front for the Muslim organization. I also want you to understand that when our forefathers talked of religion, it was under the umbrella, freedom of religion is under the umbrella of the Christian faith. The Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, the Faithers, so on and so forth. Anglicans. Folks, I can go on and on. It's under the Christian umbrella. See, what happens is when you begin to let foreign people come in this country and then they want to usurp who you are, this is what you get. And who do they go to? Just like any other dictator, they always go to the kids. They always go to the kids. Listen to this report, friends. I think you're going to find it rather shocking that this is what's happening in Texas.
Under fire after giving a lesson about radical Islam is getting a lot of support tonight.
We first broke the story last week, and it has now gained national attention. Dozens of parents rallying to show support for the teacher at tonight's board meeting in Rosenberg. Our Marcelino Benito was there. Marcelino?
Well, guys, tonight we learned that teacher resigned just a day after our story aired, and on the very day the district was set to begin its own investigation. And tonight, parents here tell me they feel that teacher should still be in the classroom. An eight-page handout on radical Islam has ignited a firestorm in the Lamar Consolidated School District.
What they don't like about him is the facts getting out about Islam.
What he did was not wrong.
But the outrage is not against the teacher who gave the document to his students.
We need more teachers like that. We don't need to run them off.
The parents and students who packed into this board meeting are supporting the man at the center of the controversy.
He taught me. He's taught many students.
One by one, they took the podium in his defense.
In all my years of education, I've never had a better teacher.
But he is neither a racist, biased, nor a hate monger.
The evil of radicalism must be exposed.
Supporters say that's just what the teacher did when he passed out the handout. It lists no sources, but makes claims like 38% of Muslims believe people that leave the faith should be executed. It talks about Sharia law, terrorism, jihad, beheadings, and what to do if taken hostage by radical Islamists.
The handout should not have been given to students.
The Council on American Islamic Relations spoke out on behalf of a Muslim student who was in the classroom when the handout was distributed. They say it's filled with outrageous claims.
And the website that it was copied and pasted from is basically a hateful website opposed to Islam.
But the people inside this room say it's filled with truths about radical Islam, and now it's cost a good man his job.
There was a knee-jerk reaction by our school district, and this gentleman is not the only one that is paying the price, but it's our kids at our high school that are going to lose the benefit of this amazing teacher.
Now, the district says it's clear this teacher did not follow state or local curriculum. You can read their entire statement tonight to us on our website, khou.com.
Okay, now, did you hear what he just said? He didn't follow the state's curriculum. What's the state doing, or what is it their business to teach kids how to become Muslims in a public school? I thought there was lines between church and state. See, when it works for corruption in government, you're supposed to just shut your mouth and go along to get along. Folks, I want you to listen to me carefully. You have never lost the right to pray in school. You have never lost the right to do the things that you've always done. It's time for the 78% of those in this Christians that profess their Christianity to stand up and practice what they preach. We're called to be written epistles for men to read. Okay? And I'm sick and tired of the hypocrisy in the professed church. The greatest advocate to what's going on today is over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent against Islam, against homosexuality, against abortion. It's because they don't preach out against sin, which is the violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. I also wanted to add this, that this individual, the director for CARE in Texas, this is what he said. His name is Mustafa Carroll, okay? He said, if we are practicing Muslims, this is in Texas, we are above the law of the land. Remember how I told you earlier how the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree? Who advocates and sympathizes and, actually goes along to get along with America's sworn enemies more than this president himself? Who has acted out since he's been inaugurated the very first time? That he's above the law of the land. He's violated the Constitution. He's transgressed the Constitution over 900 times in your country and giving way to foreign enemies in our public schools, friends. It's time to stand up and act out what you say you believe. We'll be right.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.